every head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late. That's too.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal prosecutors will seek the death penalty for Buffalo supermarket gunman Peyton Gendron for the racially motivated murders of 10 black shoppers in May of 2022. Gendron is already serving multiple life sentences after pleading guilty to state charges. The U.S. and Britain carried out airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthis militants in Yemen last night in response for attacks on ships in the Red Sea. The Houthis now vowing revenge.
Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sharif labels the U.S. and British action criminal aggression, which he says will not pass without punishment.
The Yemeni armed forces will not hesitate to target the sources of the threat.
In his words, the Houthis will not be deterred. Their support for the Palestinian people will continue. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Volatile storm sweeping across the country. Blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest today and the Northeast bracing for more rain and flooding. This is ABC News. Law enforcement cracking down on porch pirates who steal billions of dollars worth of goods every year.
Porch pirates in New York caught on camera brazenly swiping packages.
I just saw somebody on my Ring camera steal two packages.
The Yonkers Police Department sharing doorbell video as the suspect stuffs a package into his backpack and takes a second one as he leaves.
Hi. Stop right there.
Officers approaching the suspect before he runs away. Package theft is a major problem for consumers. According to Forbes, porch pirates stole 260 million packages in 2022, worth about $19.5 billion. And nearly 8 in 10 Americans reported being victims of porch pirates.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A big sale for Elton John fans. Nearly 1,000 items from his recently sold Atlanta condo will be up for grabs next month. That lot is worth an estimated $10 million. The priciest item? A Banksy painting of a masked man. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times, putting down 3 to 5 inches today. Winds will start to whip up to 35 miles per hour, blowing and drifting snow, recovering roads and creating treacherous travel. As a lighter and fluffier snow falls tonight, laying down another 3 to 5 inches. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 14.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. The state's highest court won't put a hold on its ruling drawing new legislative maps. Ted Allen has more.
By a 4-3 vote Thursday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court chose not to reconsider its ruling on the maps. Republican lawmakers petitioned the court to place a hold on the order, saying they won't be able to meet the court's Friday deadline for drawing new maps. The court has already hired consultants to look over new map submissions and perhaps issue their own maps. March 15th is the deadline state officials have set down to have new maps in place for the 2024 elections.
Milwaukee residents will be asked to provide a 9-figure sum of money to its schools. Thursday night, the school board chose to place a $252 million 4-year referendum on the April ballot. School leaders say they need that extra money to curb a lack of adequate funding from the state. In 2020, 78% of Milwaukee voters approved a $78 million referendum. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad at firebob.com.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. And Anabas Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School Board has extended the bidding period for the Hanson Park property. Superintendent Greg Doverspike says the district has so far received one bid, and with the holidays, the board felt it would be a good idea to extend the bidding to the end of the month.
So we did extend the bidding period for till the end of the month, just to give people a little more time. I think we kind of realized that with the holidays in there, you know, and Thanksgiving, it might have been a little tight for people to kind of get some things in line. So we extended it a couple weeks just to give people some additional time to have opportunities to analyze what their options were and look into what some options were for the property.
In February, the Facilities Committee will review all of the bids and make a recommendation to the full board at the February meeting. The first big winter storm to affect the WRDN listening area continues through tomorrow. According to the National Weather Service, steady snow is developed and will continue into Saturday with northwest winds near 35, resulting in areas of blowing snow. 5 to 8 inches of snow accumulation will be possible through Saturday. The combination of moderate prolonged snowfall and gusty winds will create hazardous travel conditions. Now, after the storm moves through, bitterly cold conditions can be expected, with highs near or below zero and lows in the teens below zero are expected into next week. Wind chills will drop into the 20 to 30 below zero range starting Saturday night. One person is hurt and another is in custody after a reported stabbing in Eau Claire. According to Eau Claire police, early this morning, officers responded to the call in the 2500 block of Boardwalk Circle and found one person with injuries. The victim was taken to the hospital while another person was arrested. Police believe the victim was targeted. There's no risk to the community. Names of the victim and suspect have yet to be released. State Senate Republicans are not on board with a medical marijuana bill. During a WisPolitics.com luncheon on Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu of Utsberg called the Assembly Republican plan to create a state-run dispensaries a non-starter for his caucus. Lemahieu compared the idea of having the Department of Health Services run the dispensaries to, quote, a DMV for medical marijuana, unquote. He also added there are some good things in the bill, and he did not rule out a compromise with Assembly Republicans who introduced the bill earlier this week. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Durand Smokehouse ground beef sale going on now through January 18th. $4.59 a pound, packaged in 1, 1.5, or 2 pound tubes. There's a 10 pound minimum on orders. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The city of Durand will be sending out letters to property owners that have empty buildings in the downtown district, inviting them to meet with the Economic Development Committee. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the goal is to get the buildings used as businesses again.
Be able to just sit down. What are your plans? Is there something we can help you with? Is there something we could do? The reason why your building is not full, it's not being utilized as a business, because we know some of them are being utilized as storage, and obviously we don't want storage on Main and Madison Street. We'd love to talk about some ideas about trying to get those business actual operating as businesses.
Those letters are expected to go out into the mail in the coming weeks. An Eau Claire County man is headed to trial at the end of the month to determine if he was mentally ill at the time of a 2021 stabbing and standoff. Adam Legowitz of Boyd pleaded no contest Wednesday to a charge of recklessly injury against an elder victim. He's accused of entering his neighbor's home, threatening to kill the man and his wife, and stabbing the man several times. Police say officers had a four-hour standoff with Legowitz before he was arrested. His five-day sanity trial is set to start January 30th. A Minnesota bishop is urging other Catholics to oppose legislation that would allow terminally ill patients to get medical help to end their lives. Winona Rochester Bishop Robert Barron posted an article on his website last week that called physician-assisted suicide, quote, the slipperiest of slopes, unquote. He argues that life is a gift from God and that death cannot be considered a matter of personal choice. The proposal will be debated by Minnesota lawmakers when the next session of the legislature begins February 10th. A 41-year-old man who is accused of threatening to shoot pedestrians at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus has been arrested. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office says they arrested him Thursday morning in Watson, Minnesota. Charges are now pending. His identity will be released later today. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Officials at the University of Minnesota's Raptor Center are hoping that the arrival of cold weather will let them release some young eagles into the wild. Nearly a dozen young bald eagles have been under care at the center for months, but are ready for their chance to take flight. The center says the youngsters need to be released near other eagles so they can learn how to hunt properly. But this year's warm weather has scattered the normally large group of eagles found along the Mississippi River. The Raptor Center says the delayed release has strained the group's available resources, which are mainly funded through donations. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times, putting down 3 to 5 inches today. Winds will start to whip up to 35 miles per hour, blowing and drifting snow, recovering roads and creating treacherous travel. As a lighter and fluffier snow falls tonight, laying down another 3 to 5 inches. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 14.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The NFL postseason kicks off this weekend. 6 wild card round matchups on tap. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 2 games to start things off on Saturday. Joe Flacco and the Browns visit C.J. Stroud and the Texans before Patrick Mahomes and defending champion Kansas City will host Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins in a pair of AFC matchups. The Packers and Cowboys go on Sunday, a 3:30 kick from AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Packers will have challenges on both sides of the ball, starting with stopping Dallas pass rush special. Micah Parsons.
Mike is a freak show, a game wrecker, and you better know where he's at. And they do such a great job of moving him around. He can line up on the edge. He can line up at linebacker, at the three technique, at the shade. They use multiple personnel groupings, so they do a really good job of scheming you up and trying to create one-on-ones for him, especially in those pass rush situations.
College hockey third-ranked Badgers host Lindenwood tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Stage breaks return to road courses, and the defending Daytona 500 winner is Tulsa bound. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 5 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 victories, a career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
On the track, yeah, this race can be a close one. Off the track, things get even closer. Join the celebration of the Rolex 24 at Daytona, January 25th through the 28th. And get closer to the action all weekend long with free garage access. Plus nonstop entertainment, autograph sessions, and more. It's the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and it doesn't get any closer than this. Secure your infield admission today at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
After spending most of the 2023 season with no stage breaks at road course events for all three of NASCAR's National Series, the sanctioning body announced this week that those caution flags would return this year. Without scheduled cautions a year ago, the Cup race at Watkins Glen saw just one caution flag and a race time of 1 hour and 58 minutes. And last year's Daytona 500 winner, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., is the latest entrant into this week's Chili Bowl Nationals in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Stenhouse has 3 top 10 finishes in the race and 16 prior starts. His qualifying night is tonight. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
If your pine tree oozes, rusts, or grows a canker, you've got a problem. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Pine trees are normally very resilient, so learn to spot when there's trouble as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
We've had several pine trees succumb to disease and had to cut them down after an arborist told us it would be for the best. Conifers respond differently to pests and disease than deciduous trees, so one method of diagnosis doesn't fit all. Chucky Anderson is a staff arborist for the Tree Care Industry Association. She says it's important to know what kind of tree you have before treating it.
If you're in Nevada and you're looking at a pinyon pine, or if you're in Florida and you're looking at a longleaf pine, what pine tree you're looking at will depend perhaps on exactly what disease will be invading it.
Some pines are more susceptible to fungus invasions. Pine oak gall rust, for example, attacks hard pines like scotch, pitch, loblolly, and shortleaf. The sad thing is that this type of fungus is spread by a spore found on red and black oaks, so if you have a mix of these in your woodlot, there might be trouble. The gall, which is an abnormal growth on the tree, will cut off sap flow and kill the tree above the growth. Other pines develop pine needle rust, a fungus which causes yellow spots on the needles, followed by white blisters. Depending on how far gone the tree is, Anderson says you might be able to save it.
remove some of the lower branches that funguses tend to invade first. They're not going to grow back, but it's possible that you might save the whole tree if you remove some of the diseased branches. Another method of cure is applying a fungicide to the tree in the spring. This is best done by professional tree care companies because they have the specialized equipment that puts fungicide up to the very top of the tree.
Find more resources to help protect your pine trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. 17 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets at the midday. Milk markets are mixed. February milk up 2 to 15.89. March up 4 to 16.35. April down 3 to 17.02. While May down 3 at 17.65. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down a half to 144.5. 40-pound blocks though up 1.25 to 156.25. 11 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 256.75. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 118.5. 2 trades. Dry weigh steady at 43. 1 trade on the day. Live cattle markets are moving up mostly lower today after the gains from the previous trading session. As limited end of the week, trade volume is seen this morning. And with markets closed Monday, the focus across the entire livestock market, especially in live cattle futures, is end of week profit taking following the firm gains. Now, feeder cattle had started the day mostly lower, but now the buying interest has moved back into the trade, and the feeder cattle are now moving mostly higher. Hog futures are also moving lower with limited new information available to the traders who are willing to trade on. The majority of the market pressure has been focused on position adjustments and profit opportunities. February live cattle down 12 cents to 171.67. April down 37 cents to 174.20. June down 27 cents to 171.70. January feeder cattle up 92 cents to 227.20. March up a dollar to 228.40. April up a dollar two to 233.75. February hogs down 25 cents to 72.35. April down 42 cents to 78.62. May down 30 cents to 84.45. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower with the release of the WASDE report, which was showing an increase in ending stocks, an increase in grain production as well across the board, and that is really pressuring the markets today. March corn down 16 to 441.75. May down 15.75 to 454. July down 15.5 to 463.5. New crop down 12.5 to 477.25. January beans down 3/4 to 1230.5. March down 29 to 1207.5. May down 28 to 1220. And November down 17.5 to 1189.5. January soybean meal down 10.10 to 351.30. March soybean oil down 82 cents to 47.90. Chicago wheat March down 12.75 to 591. May down 11.75 to 605. July down 11 to 613.75. Minneapolis wheat March down 3.25 to 696.75. May down 4.25 to 705.5. Energy markets still higher, but well off session highs. February crude oil up 64 cents now to 72.66. March up 68 cents to 72.77. February and March gas both up a cent now. February at 212.80 and March at 215. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Meat export potential is a mixed bag for 2024. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Looking at 2024 U.S. red meat export potential, the forecast is mixed. Aaron Bohr, Vice President of Economic Analysis with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says the numbers look better for U.S. pork.
On the pork side, it's been really strong growth or even rebound in exports in 2023. It's about an 8% increase, and then expecting and forecasting a further increase in pork exports in 2024, possibly around another 4% gain off of the increase in 2023.
She says that when looking at global pork production, U.S. pork is well positioned for future growth.
On the supply side, in really both Europe and in China, what's happened is Europe's production has declined by about 2.8 million metric tons, or by about 12% if we look at their 2021 peak production compared to where it's going to end this year. But it lined up exactly with China's decrease in imports of pork. So they will have declined about the same, about 2.8 million tons lower than at their peak. And in 2024, talking to European producers, there was not much optimism for a rebound whatsoever. There is a chance that China's production moderates in 2024. It's hard to get excited about that at this moment. We're definitely still watching and not putting our hopes on it.
Beef has faced several challenges in 2023, and that pattern will continue into the new year.
I see 2024 as the real rationing of demand for U.S. beef because we know production is going to decline further. And so you're looking at a domestic consumer versus our international consumers and who's going to bid more. I hear often the perception that, well, we're producing less beef, we don't need to export as much anyway. And that couldn't be farther from the truth, especially when we need to enable higher prices across the whole supply chain to send the signal to rebuild the herd.
There is, though, some reasons for optimism in 2024.
We could actually see a couple of tailwinds in 2024. Recently, after the Federal Reserve meeting in December, we're hearing a bit more from the markets anyway about lower interest rate expectations and some hope that we could have a bit weaker dollar, at least for commodity exports. We've seen these inventory pressures for actual meat in freezers and markets starting to ease. And so I think there's some optimism there as importers have kind of adjusted. And as they expect higher U.S. beef prices, I think they'll be more willing to buy because we have seen that pricing situation normalize.
For more information on exports, go to usmef.org. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer.
Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Congresswoman Chelly Pingree of Maine, a longtime organic farmer and House Ag Committee member, and Mark Molinaro of New York have introduced legislation to support organic dairy farmers. The Organic Dairy Data Collection Act would enhance data collection at USDA to better understand the costs associated with producing organic milk. International trade challenges, adverse weather, and skyrocketing organic feed costs have created a dire economic situation for organic dairy farmers across the U.S., Pingree says. These unique challenges require tailored solutions. The bipartisan bill will help USDA better understand and address the challenges organic dairy farmers face. The bill directs USDA to collect and publish cost of production data for organic milk. It's directing NAS to gather and report monthly data about the amounts that organic dairy farmers are being paid for organic milk. It's also ordering USDA, NAS, and the Economic Research Service to publish reports on the cost of production data by state and region. Kelsey Henderson, a 21-year-old agricultural business student from Racine County, has been crowned the 2024 Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs. The prestigious title, bestowed at the annual Wisconsin Association of Fairs Convention, marked the culmination of a competition among 35 contestants. Her responsibilities extend beyond the fairest title. As an official ambassador to the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair, she'll greet visitors, host events, participate in contests, and represent the State Fair in media appearances. Her year-long reign will be a whirlwind of travel, media interactions, and promoting the vital role of Wisconsin fairs. Fueled by record performance in Mexico, Central America, and Colombia, November pork exports reached their highest value since November of 21. USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation says November pork exports reached 258,600 metric tons, up 5% from the prior year and the highest in 6 months. Export value rose 2% to $737.4 million. That's the highest since May of 21 and the seventh highest on record. From January through November, pork exports reached 2.64 million metric tons, 8% higher than the previous year. The momentum for U.S. pork is remarkable and very broad-based, said USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. Beef exports totaled just over 99,000 metric tons in November, 14% below the prior year and the second lowest in 2023. Value fell 7% to $786 million. For the first 11 months of the year, beef exports were 13% lower than the record pace of 2022. As the agency already prepares for the 2027 Census of Agriculture, USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will conduct the National Agriculture Classification Survey January 24th. The survey, an important step in determining who should receive a 2027 Census of Agriculture questionnaire, will go to approximately 250,000 recipients to ask if they conduct agricultural activity. The results of the survey will ensure that every U.S. producer, no matter how large or small their operation, has a voice and is counted in the highly anticipated and influential agriculture census data. USDA has awarded grants worth $19 million to American businesses to increase the availability of biofuels in 22 states and give drivers cleaner and more affordable options at the pump. Blending ethanol into gasoline has helped reduce fuel costs by approximately 25%. That's contributed to falling prices across the country, that according to USDA. Gas prices are now under $2.99 in more than half of the U.S. states and save the average driver more than $100 per month relative to peak programs. The agency is making the awards through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said, by increasing the supply of biofuels made here in the U.S., we're strengthening our energy independence, lowering costs for American families, creating new streams of income for agriculture producers, and bringing good-paying jobs to people in rural communities. Now, the grants will help business owners install and upgrade biofuel infrastructure, including gas pumps. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
The first big winter storm to affect the WRDN listening area continues through Saturday in our ag weather forecast. With the steady snow, northwest winds will also develop near 35 miles an hour, creating areas of blowing snow. 5 to 8 inches of snow is expected before it ends on Saturday. A much colder air mass then follows the storm. We'll have highs near or below zero and lows in the teens below zero in this weekend into next week. We'll even see wind chills in the 20 to 30 below zero range. Winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. We'll have snow throughout the day today, 3 to 4 inches possible. Highs mid-20s, north winds at 5 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Tonight, breezy snow and blowing snow, accumulation of 4 to 6 inches. Lows near 12 and west to northwest winds at 15 to 25. For Saturday, snow likely, accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Highs near 14, northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. Snow chance at 70%. Sunday, partly sunny, cold, a high of 1 above, and northwest winds at 15 to 20. Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 1. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs once again near 1. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, warmer, with a high near 13.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side cleaned up to my heel. It was red velvet trimming, and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, "Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death." She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, "To thine own self be true." And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, "Mama, what do I do?" Just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down. Now your mama's gonna move you uptown." Well, that was the last time I saw my mom, and I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when. White trash, but fancy was my name.
some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, she moving through my mind. I gotta know her name, and I got to see her again. She's got me wondering. Yeah, I'm just wondering. Where she at, where she at, where she at tonight? Where she at, where she at, where she at tonight? Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. So I just hung around this little West Coast town. I drop by every night, I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me. So I put on this song just to sing. Humming this little song, if I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name, I gotta see you again. And if you're listening, listening.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Ooh. Hey girl, hey, where are you going? Come back and sit back down. You look too good to be heading home so early now. You say you gotta work tomorrow, got a lot on your mind. Let me buy another round, girl. I think you and I should just drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. But for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. Science, Jesus, or politics. Hey, your boyfriend cheated on you, man. I'd like to bust his lip. I could use another whiskey, and your cosmos getting low. While we're trying to figure out the next place we should go, we can drink on. something right. Let's find a corner of the night where you and I can just drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on.
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Smile.
love someone, you gotta let them go. She hollered, when I find myself, you'll be the first to know. No news. I learned to do the laundry, feed the cat, and clean the house. I promised to be patient while she worked her problems out. When she packed her bags, her destination wasn't clear, but I sensed that her intentions were honest and sincere. Ooh, no news. She could tell her phone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been. Send a pigeon, send a fax, write it on a post-it pad. Send a signal up in smoke, tap it out in Morse code. I prefer a bad excuse. No news. Her mama's been a little vague as to her whereabouts. Her sister says, I'm certain your romance is headed south. I don't have a single doubt that she's still in love. My level of anxiety is just a product of.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.